God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We go in spirit today to the hilltop, Mount Olivet, but I invite you as well to come with me down to the seashore. August brings Atlantic storms. Last week already they had a few for Texas and Mexico. Now Isaiah is said to be heading for the Atlantic coast. Meanwhile, the COVID conspiracy storms on without cease, and yet not without hope, for God is faithful. He will not allow us to be tempted. When St. Paul says tempted, think persecuted. That's what he has in mind. He will not allow us to be persecuted beyond that which we are able. But in the meanwhile, let us go down this stormy Sunday to the seashore. After a storm, have you ever visited the ocean, especially in circumstances like these? After a storm, the sea gives up some of its treasures after all the churning of the waves and the wind. And when the tide withdraws, you can see things that have been hidden perhaps for ages. I thought of that this week. Last Sunday, Father Chicada was released from the hospital, essentially healed, I think, but you know how it is when you're in the hospital. He's actually now very much the worse for wear and still very weak. And yet I noticed, as I was walking him around the house, his daily activity, how that he was brighter in some sense, sharper, his memory, full of quotes and anecdotes and citations, much more than before, and a great conversationalist if he was in the mood. I think all of these things were deposited during the storm on the shoreline of his memory. Well, our storm isn't over, but we, like the householder, last Sunday's gospel for St. Anne came from the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. And St. Matthew goes on to talk about the householder who brings out of his store treasures, both new and old. We make a new discovery, or so we should, each Sunday. The old Mass, ever new, is our bulwark against the new order of things, because it is the faith which does not change that matters. The new world order has been mightily advanced by this COVID communist conspiracy. See the connection. Think twice before you comply. Use common sense and Christian courage. And God will see to the rest, making, as St. Paul promises, with temptation, issue that you may be able to bear it. And so, the weekly news roundup, broadly speaking, you'd have better luck this day going to a casino rather than to a church throughout the country. And we have learned this past week that it is okay to burn Bibles. We were told all this time that the fascists were the ones who had book burnings, but now it seems the anti-fascists do as well. Shall we say rather, the communists. It's okay to burn Bibles, but God help you in some places if you meet together to read the Bible or to preach it, and forget if you're in California about singing anything from the sacred text. Our Mass here today defies the lockdown in many ways, but it takes us out to the hilltop. The scene of the gospel is Palm Sunday. They're getting ready for the procession. the mules are waiting expectantly. It's not going to be a demonstration. It is indeed a procession, but one which demonstrates so much love and so much loyalty that the people were unable to sustain it, even for a week. Palm Sunday takes us to Good Friday. And so we go from Olivet to Calvary's Hill. And all of that is done by the Mass. Calvary, the Mass. In the secret prayer at the end of the offertory today, the celebrant whispers, Opus nostrae redemptionis exercetur. Here, the work of our redemption is being carried out. But first, the gospel must be read or sung. Mount Olivet, that's where we are. That should tell you about some of your rosary mysteries. The agony in the garden was at Olivet, the ascension at Olivet. And today, the tears of Jesus Christ are shed from its height. The anguish that he felt. He looks down, he surveys the scene, his own people in his own city. Once his own people were the Jews, today they are Gentiles, made members of the new and eternal covenant by holy baptism. We are the true Israel. But then, if then they face chastisement, so must we. Don't be scandalized. In the Old Testament, the holy city and the temple were twice destroyed by the pagans as a punishment for sin. And we see today from the high point of today's Mass and Gospel the sins of old, which symbolize our own. And we remember the reality in which we live. We are the chosen, we are the Israel, and we too have sinned. The abomination, with so many things happening, you could have forgotten it. The abomination of idol worship in the Vatican last October is just the last and the final straw for God, for this terrible chastisement we are living through. We upon whom the ends of the earth are come, St. Paul says, meaning not that it is the end of the world, no, not yet, but that everything has been fulfilled and all now is in readiness for that final combat. The gospel today and current events, if you're careful to look, give you some glimmer of truth, some scene of what's happening and to come. If you walk the seashore, you want to look down carefully. You don't want to walk on a broken shell. You pick your way over them. So too must we as we walk, St. Paul says, caute, carefully. So there are the wicked men in high places, the Fauci and Obama and Clinton. There's lots about them these days. When Father Cicada was discharged, as they do at a hospital, there was a nurse to drive his wheelchair down the hallway, out the door. And Father Cicada got to evangelizing the nurse about masks. He's very good at that, you know. And the lady said politely, she demurred, well, you know, Father, if it saves one life, but we know the truth of all of that in the lockdown too. But then she went on to say that her own mother at the age of 90 has been locked in isolation in her nursing home room since the start of it. And we know that more lives are lost, that's in the news too, more lives are lost from the lockdown than ever from a passing flu. Still, in all of this, are we not powerless? We have prayer, and it is not an ineffectual prayer like that of the chastised Jews of old. We are not left without the sacrifice. No, the Oblatio Munda, the pure oblation prophesied by Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. From the rising to the setting of the sun, the pure oblation shall be offered to my name, and that is the Mass. Always the Mass. And the Mass, as the French say, the Mass of always. La messe de toujours. Only don't think, well, the Mass is always here. To miss one Mass, that's no big deal. No, use it, or you will lose it. By the Mass, we stand at Calvary, and our prayers from the cross receive their power, derive their punch. What do we do when we pray? There are the three R's, do not forget. We recommend to God souls' needs. We reconcile to God those who have gone astray. And we make reparation to God for their sins and ours. For the sins of the wickedness of men in high places, the rulers who lord over us, for the poor and for the ignorant, for those who know not Christ in their millions today, and for the sins of those who do but forget. Those who have pretty much passed their life sitting down to eat and drink and rising up to play, tempting, murmuring, fornicating in the flesh or in the spirit, and in the spirit more seriously against the faith. It is interesting that today's gospel ends with our Lord purifying the temple a second time, 3 years in his public life, and twice did our Lord have to visit his father's house to clean it out of them that bought and them that sold therein. It is interesting to note that in the old Douay translation, the English of the gospel, it used to read, driving out the bankers from the temple. And that's got to be prophetic. Consider, too, the epistle. St. Paul has in mind the Corinthian converts who were broad-minded folk, liberal, and polite to excess. When they were invited to banquets, they would eat meat which had been sacrificed to pagan gods, to idols. And they would say, well, you know, that's no big deal, actually. I'm just being polite. And I didn't offer any sacrifice to the idol. But what was it? That was the devil's parody of communion. Because what do we eat? Flesh that is sacrificed to God. That's holy communion. Draw the conclusion. We who have kept the faith, we know our sins. But do we know the things that are to our peace? We most of all need the graces that flow today from the redemption. And thus, we are at Mass. We know our faith. We know our history. And we know our own story, too. And we have a pretty good idea of what is coming. But we know by the same faith that God will make with temptation issue, persecution issue, that we may be able to overcome it and not succumb. Do you believe that about the evil day? Today's gospel takes us to the hilltop, but every Mass does as well. But walk with me now one more time to the seashore, where St. Matthew sees this too in his 13th chapter. Angels are sitting on the sand, going through their nets, separating the just from sinners. The tide rolls back at God's appointed times, and from the turbulent ocean of revolution, look, there are treasures deposited there on the shore. not least of which is the bedrock, the solid faith given to us, which sends us out beyond sinking, shifting sands to the other shore, to eternity. How do you know you'll get there? You'll make it to heaven? Well, you know what's expected of you. You hear that often enough. But do you know what God will do? He makes with temptation issue. That means that with each trial, God will so order things, not that you're necessarily given away to dodge the persecution, like giving the slip to the mask police at Kroger, although that's a very good thing to do. Rather, God makes sure that all of this is not wasted for you, but works to our eternal good, to our good, even persecution, to our good, even martyrdom. Yes, and we shall be able to bear it. The organized forces of naturalism, the Freemasons and the Communists and the other folk, they think they're in control, pushing buttons in secret places and issuing orders. They issue the silliest and the most contradictory of decrees, the better for them. And they chortle, "Why, look at those idiots. They obey. And they want more." And they do their best to accommodate us. They've staged this event, but God is in control at every stage of it. Pick up a seashell or two this morning and save it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.